We are now on agenda item number 9, which is PR-2020-003222. The application is SD-2023-00102. It's a preliminary and final plat. CSI Cartesian Surveys, agent for Modulus Architects, requests the aforementioned action, which is preliminary and final plat, for all or a portion of tract B4A1, zoned MXM, located at 10,000 Coors Boulevard Bypass Road Northwest, between Coors Boulevard Bypass Northwest and 7 Bar Loop Road Northwest, containing approximately 11.6524 acres. This matter was deferred from the DHO hearing of May 24th. And the applicant is, I believe, Mr. Mulhall, who has previously been sworn in. Mr. Mulhall, would you provide a description of this with emphasis on that which is supplemental or changed from the hearing on May 24th?
Certainly. Again, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. So since that May 24th hearing, there's kind of been a flurry of supplements. And so I'll kind of go over those. The first aspect is the acreages have been corrected for the plat. Originally, we had shown incorrect acreages that followed sort of the proposed design from sketch. And so those have been resolved to give correct values, particularly on that D4A1A property that has the Hobby Lobby and sort of furniture in the mall on it. So that was the first change. The second is we've actually removed the parking agreement easement note for this plat, because we supplemented in parking counts for the B4A1A parcel, as well as our proposed B4A1B parcel, and showed that they will be sufficiently parked and are actually overparked. So we worked with planning a little bit and determined that that parking agreement that is currently shown is no longer needed, that easement 16. So we've removed that. We are still awaiting confirmation of the easement 13 being recorded by our client. We expect that to be handled within the week is what we've been told, but that is still ongoing. And so I believe the outstanding comments were mainly for that acreage and parking. And so with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Mr. Mulhall, a quick question. I believe at the last hearing, you did have a shared parking agreement that had been executed and maybe filed. What's the status of that if you've recalculated the parking? Or am I correct about that it wasn't actually in place?
This is Ramal with Cartesian Surveys. So we had said that we would be willing to provide a parking agreement if that was necessary. But I think given our conversations with planning, we felt that since we're over parked, that isn't necessary. And so there is no existing parking agreement. It was just that we were willing to provide one should that be required.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. All right. Now members of the public may indicate that they wish to speak. Are there members of the public who are here for this case, PR 2019-003222? And Ms. Gomez, has anybody indicated they wish to speak on this matter?
I do not have anyone, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, thank you. Members of the public. All right, we will now move to members of the development facilitation team. Again, as in the past case, with a focus on that which is being dealt with today, which is a supplemental hearing. Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objection to the proposed plat. I do want to see the proposed private sanitary sewer easement recording information on the plat prior to signature. That's it from me.
Okay, Mr. Gutierrez, would you be so kind as to put that in the chat as a requirement then?
Of course.
Mr. Palmer, code enforcement.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. All prior comments have been addressed. Code enforcement has no further comments and no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Ms. Phelan with Parks and Rec.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no objections or comments to the requested plat.
Thank you very much, Ms. Phelan. Mr. Tiquan Chen with Hydrology.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Armijo with Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has no objections.
Okay, thank you. Now we move to planning. Ms. Wolfley or Mr. Rodenbach, who speaks?
This is Jay Rodenbach. Ms. Wolfley will probably jump in here, but I'll start it off. Mr. Armijo, I just want to confirm with parking that all tracks are adequately parked based upon the calculations that were provided by the applicant. Because I discussed this with Ms. Wolfley before the meeting, I was under the understanding that maybe there were some issues with the way the calculations were shown relative to the IDO requirements for parking.
You've addressed that to Mr. Armijo, but it sounds like it's a zoning question that calculation of parking spaces would be dealt with by code enforcement. But we'll let Mr. Armijo respond.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Actually, I was going to bring that up, that that's typically a code enforcement issue. I mean, I did look at these calculations, and if there is no cross parking agreement between these, between the three tracks shown, some of the tracks are underparked. I mean, overall, they have enough if there's cross parking agreements between these, but individually, I believe a couple of them are deficient.
Let me turn to the applicant and just ask. It would surprise me if on a large shopping center development like this, if in the initial approvals there was not a shared parking agreement. That has been typical in the city for many years. Mr. Mulhall, can you address that?
This is Regina with Modus Architects. Am I able to address this one?
You can, but I need to swear you in, and it would be helpful if I could see you.
Okay.
Hi.
There we go. Okay, it's Ms. Okoye?
Yes.
Would you identify yourself, and then I'm going to ask that you swear in.
This is Regina Okoye with Modus Architects, 100 Sun Avenue, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
And Ms. Okoye, do you promise to tell the truth in your testimony today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Please proceed addressing the question of a parking adequacy.
Yes, absolutely. So on this supplemental submittal, we provided the four different parcels to the parent parcel. So Hobby Lobby is overparked by itself. And then there's the Bubba's that requires 60 spaces and has 66 on its own individual parcel. And then Aspen and Xfinity. So that is the parcel that is underparked that is going to get a shared parking agreement. So I can verify that right now that our owners are providing a shared parking agreement for these parcels. But Bubba's, sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but so you're saying that Bubba's on its own is adequately parked?
Correct.
Even without a shared parking agreement?
Correct, because of the 60 spaces that is required because of the use, and we are providing 66, and that was identified on this one and in our AA. So okay. Yes, it is overparked by 6 spaces on its own individual parcel.
Okay, but apparently Xfinity's parcel is underparked.
Correct. And we are going to get a shared parking agreement for that parcel. Just to give a little background on that site, we are getting going through an amendment process to modify that one to a Cheddar's. So that's why we haven't got that shared parking agreement finalized, because we are changing the use on that one. But that wasn't a part of this planning action right now, but we are going to get a shared parking agreement for these parcels.
And you're saying that the Cheddar's would be in addition to the Bubba's, is that right?
Yeah, instead of Aspen and Infinity, it would be Cheddar's.
I see.
And it's going to be the same footprint as well. So that's why we're going through the AA process.
I see. Okay. Before Ms. Wolfley, you have your hand up. Do you want to, I want to stay on this parking issue. And if your comments have to do with parking, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Ms. Wolfley. Definitely, my comments are related to parking. And so when there's one shopping center site or a mall like this, then, you know, usually built into it are cross access and cross parking agreements, things like that. But once there's the choice to create unique parcels and subdivide, then that's when we require each property, each lot that's being created, to leave the remainder lots with adequate parking, and to also, if we can tell at the time of platting that they have the required parking needed. And if they're deficient with the way they've drawn their lot line, then they can have a shared parking agreement and use some of the parking from sort of the parent parcel. Now, I don't count 66 parking places within this line drawn for Bubba's. And so that's one of the big questions we had, Ms. Okoye.
Okay. I provided a supplemental submittal too with the Bubba's itself. So let me pull that up. It was exhibit 2.
This is Jay Runbeck. I'll give you a co-host kit. Do you have it ready to screen share, Regina?
Yes.
Okay, here, one second. Let me give you those privileges. Go ahead.
Can you see the Bubba's parcel?
No,
yeah.
Okay, so yeah, this is the Bubba's that we're talking about, and we provided a parking count down here with parking required and parking provided. So they have identified outside of these property lines. So we have 16, we have 9, 4, 14, 9. And then on this end, we have 12. And then we have 4 here. So I can add them really quick if you want me to.
Just to if you have all those 66 spaces on the parcel you're creating, then you're good. You don't need a shared parking agreement.
Yeah, and it's identified all within these boundary lines. And I added it up again, it is at 66.
Okay, thank you. I was gonna ask Mr. Palmer, but it does sound like this meets, but let's get Mr. Palmer on the record with code enforcement, because you are the guardians of zoning requirements for parking spaces. What say you?
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer. No, I concur with Ms. Wolfley that with the outline for what we have for Bubba's at this point in time, I do not believe a shared parking agreement would be required. I agree with the comments of Ms. Okoye that for their future parcels and developments, those agreements will need to be put in place for all of the affected properties for the parking spaces at that time, prior to recording of those replatting actions.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. It's sounding like Bubba's is okay, but Cheddar's not so much. So just for the future, you might pay attention to that when you do a redevelopment or replat of the Xfinity site. Ms. Okoye?
Yeah, so I did want to verify that I can confirm when we do go in for that AA, we'll have that shared parking agreement updated.
Okay. I think it's not in today's hearing, but we're just giving you a notion of what you need to come in with the next time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And work with code enforcement and planning on that. Okay, any other comments from planning? Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck, yeah. So another issue I really want to get past is there is a previous plat that was approved on August 26, 2020 for, and I'll just show this side. I believe we went over this, but it includes the parent track with the Hobby Lobby and where the Cheddars would go and where the expanding Aspen's shown, track B482. This is approved and it was signed off by four of six DRB members, but not Water Authority and planning, as there were easements which needed to get recorded. And the applicant has informed us, Mr. Mulhall has informed us, that by the end of next week, that should be done. However, the concern that staff has is that the legal description for the current plat here, which is tracks B4A1A and B4A1B, they're actually tied to this previous plat.
You need to press share. It's not showing.
Oh, sorry. All right. So the current plat, Mr. Hearing Officer, that we're hearing, tracks B4A1A and B4A1B, which is this larger tract and then this smaller tract with Above Us 33 restaurant. This is actually legally tied to the previous plat that was approved by the DRB on August 26, 2020, and received sign off from four or six DRB members, but hasn't received sign off from the Water Authority and planning. This is actually, it's tied to this 2020 plat, and that this is tract B4A1. And B4A2. Now B4A2 is off site of the new tract, but B4A1 is not. And staff's concern is that, you know, this has not, this 2020 plat has still not been recorded because they're getting easements recorded for Water Authority. And definitely before this new plat can get signed off by DFT staff and the city engineer, we'll definitely need to make sure that the 2020 plat is recorded. The concern we have is that, you know, should you approve this current plat without a recorded plat being in place from that August 26, 2020 approval? And Mr. Mulhall again has indicated to us that those easements will be recorded next week, and at which point all of our conditions of approval will have been addressed for that 2020 plat, and the remaining two signatures can be signed. Actually, Mr. Mulhall sent me that 2020 plat to get signed off by all the DRB members again because of how long ago that was done. But anyways, my concern is with this that, you know, we note this issue, and you know I don't know, I mean, in theory we could do this as a sign off should all other issues be addressed, but really that 2020 plat really needs to get recorded because this one is directly tied to it. I wanted to note that issue, and then I can go on to a few other remaining comments which aren't as significant.
Yeah, let me just clarify then. So you're saying that a condition of filing today's plat, the one that's in the hearing today, is that the May 2020 plat be recorded first.
Well, is that what you're asking? This is Jay Rodenbeck. We could go that route. However, this honestly, you really want to have a recorded plat that the current plat is tied to. I mean, the legal description, you know, B4A1A, you know, this right here is directly tied to that 2020 plat, which is B4A1 rather than B4A1A. I mean, it's directly tied. And to me personally, I just feel the safe, and I welcome any other input on this, but I feel that the safe and prudent decision on this could be that we just wait for the recording of that August 26, 2020 DRB approved plat. And again, I think we're very close based upon correspondence from the agent for the application. I just wanted to note that because this is kind of unprecedented. Normally we don't have a plat come in, which is based upon a previous plat, which hasn't even been recorded. You know, this is a very unprecedented situation, at least since I've been here.
Okay, so let me ask Mr. Mulhall to address this, and then I have a couple of questions. Mr. Mulhall?
Yes, sir. This is from Mulhall Cartesian Survey. So I think Jay has laid out sort of the condition here pretty well, that basically we have a plat before you today that is dependent upon a previous approval and does not have a recorded, you know, parent parcel to subdivide from at this time. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's really just dependent on, I guess, city policy and, you know, requirements for, I guess, how you want to view the ability to approve a subsequent subdivision when that parent parcel hasn't been subdivided. And so, you know, there's a lot of, you know, dependencies on these easements that we're still waiting to finalize. But to us, we just didn't see, you know, a need to withhold approval with conditions. And so that's why we're before you today.
Yeah. And let me ask, is there a problem with filing the, do you lack some authority or some signatures to file that August 2020 plat to clarify this?
Yes, sir. This is Ramon with Cartesian Surveys. So the 2020 plat that was approved has four easements on it, which need to be recorded by document and which have not been fully signed by the owner, or in the one case of the public easement that Water Authority needs to sign off on. So there's four easements there that are being highlighted on the screen right now. And so that has been holding up this 2020 plat for these number of years as the client and future owners and stuff. There's been a lot of legal negotiations and things involving and delaying these signatures. And so we expect those to be forthcoming now in either this week or next week in order to finalize those and be able to record the plat. And then at that time, we would send the plat as normal to the city, and they would have the recorded copy and everything, and then would, you know, be able to confirm the parent parcel exists now for this 2023 plat coming forward. And so that was our view on it. And
so as I understand it, the today's plat does not sort of provide any kind of conveyance of those earlier easements, that this assumes that those easements are in place from the 2020 plat.
This is from Old Cartesian. So I guess to clarify, those four easements are all related to that B4A2 parcel, the former Xfinity Comcast that is now at Cheddar's. And so they're not, you know, directly affecting this parent parcel that we are looking to further subdivide, if that makes sense.
It does, but it kind of begs the question about the assumption that we have of the underlying parcel, the underlying plat, having granted certain easements that now are assumed. I'm thinking, like, if I was a title officer, I'd be pulling my hair out right now, trying to figure out who has what if that 2020 plat is not filed in advance of today's 2023 plat. So one really is the 2020 plat appears to be a precursor and a requirement before filing the 2023 plat. And Mr. Mulhall, I don't hear you disagreeing with that. Is that right?
I'd wholeheartedly agree that we need to record that 2020 plat. There's no way we would be able to record this 2023 plat before you today without recording the previously approved 2020 plat.
That's fine. Okay, well, thank you for that clarification. Mr. Rodenbeck, you said you had some other things that are not as earth-shaking.
Yes, sir, I do. I'll just note Mr. Biazar is not here to represent himself with this question, but he brought this up to me. He had a question about easement note 13. Let me see here. I think I got the 2020 pulled up there. Number 13, he just noted, it appeared that it's supposed to, let me zoom in here so we can all read this. It's supposed to be benefiting and maintained by track B4A2, which is that Cheddar's track right here. The actual easement is way up here. He was unclear as to how that's, you know, how this is benefiting back track B4A2. Could you please explain that, Mr. Mulhall?
Certainly. Again, this is Remold Cartesian Surveys. So I sent you a revised plat that reviews that, removed that parking agreement 16, and then also revised that easement note 13 to have the correct parcel name of B4A1B.
So
being
this right
beneficiary
here
of 13. And so that isn't shown on screen, but I did send a supplemental email at the end of yesterday that
shows
the corrected plat. Right.
Okay. Mr. Okay. Hearing Officer, would you like to see this? I can.
I don't need to see it. I understand that it is adjacent to B4A1B and serves B4A1B, and therefore will be benefiting and maintained by that same track. So no, I think that's
good. Okay.
That's good.
Let me see here. What else I got? I just note, Mr. Mulhall, Mr. Koye, the administrative amendment, which is currently under review on the property, and that the administrative amendment must reflect the property boundaries of this plat, and parking spaces must not be bisected by property lines on the administrative amendment. And Mr. Mulhall, can you just confirm that we got a DXF file approval from Aegis on this?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. We do not have a DXF approval for this 2023 plat.
Got
I have not sent that yet. And so I just knew that we had, you know, some issues to resolve. So I hadn't sent it yet. Should there be any other sudden changes or anything? Thank you.
Okay. All right. And let me see here. I believe that concludes our comments. I guess I'll ask you this, Mr. Mulhall. Just confirm, you don't have an infrastructure list associated with this plat, correct?
This is from all the Cartesian Surveys. That's correct. There are no changes on this plat which wouldn't be covered by the items from the 2020 plat.
Okay, great. Thanks. And so that concludes my comments, Mr. Hearing Officer, unless Ms. Wolfley has something to add.
Ms. Wolfley, anything?
The only thing I would emphasize is just, Mr. Mulhall, can you clarify that no parking spaces are being bisected?
From all Cartesian Surveys. So I think the future site plans show it best that northeast southwest trending property line is going to be redistributed for some of those parking counts, but that's the only location where there are, you know, existing parking line work being bisected. But I think those are accounted for in the counts and everything with the, you know, the Bubba's site plan, as well as, the future or like counts for the remaining parent parcel for that Hobby Lobby. That northeast trending, southwest trending lot line, the east line of B4A1B does currently bisect parking lines.
So okay.
Go ahead.
We have just been telling you that you can't bisect parking spaces. You can restripe based on this new plat if you need to. I think Ms. Okoye has a comment.
Yeah, this is Regina with Bosch Architects. So with the new Bubba's parcel, we do change the configurations of the parking so it does not bisect any of those. And once again, that's on exhibit 2 with the site-specific parking. And it identifies that we're not going through any parking stall. we're going through the island of the parking stall, but not the parking itself.
Thank you for that clarification. Ms. Wolfley, anything final?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll note that I've got nothing in the chat, but I have noted that the one condition is that the May 2020 plat must be recorded in advance of this, and also the DXF file has to be approved, DFX file from Aegis. That's correct. Okay. All right. DHO is ready to make... yes.
I apologize for interrupting, but are you also having a condition that they need to have the prior plat recorded?
Indeed, that's what I meant by the May 2020 plat.
Okay.
I'm incorrect.
Okay. In chat.
Was it a May 2020 plat or was it an August 2020 plat? Mr. Rodenbeck.
Yeah, it's Jerry Rodenbeck. It was an August 26, 2020 plat. I put the project and the application numbers for the plat in the chat.
Got it. Thank you. All right. I approve item PR 2020-00322, application SD 2023-00102. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, with the following conditions: that the DXF file approval email from Aegis, and that there be a prior recording of the plat for PR 2019-003222, which was SD 2020-00116. Those are the conditions of approval. And with that, this matter is concluded. Thank you, everyone, for your attention and participation today. This hearing of the DHO of June 14th is concluded. Thank you very much.